Tereo Ererangi o Te Mānia. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Let your living water flow over my soul.
Kia ora and welcome to another episode of Living Scriptures, a Christian program designed to bring the Word of God, the Living Scriptures, the Bible, to our daily living. It's always a blessing to study the Word of God. I am Morenike Oladende, one of your anchor for today, and we also have Pastor Charles Oladende in the studio today. We started a series 3 weeks, 2 weeks ago. This is the third episode in the series titled Lost But Found. And this story is centered around the prodigal son from Luke chapter 15, verse 17. And when he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to my father, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants." And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son." But the father said to his servant, "Bring forth best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." And they began to be merry. Lost but found.
It was my cross you bore, so I could live in the freedom you died for. And now my life is yours, and I will sing of your goodness forevermore.
Good morning, my dear listeners. Hope you are having a blessed day already. Yeah, we're focusing once again on lost but found. But I want to call your attention to one thing. I'm going to emphasize verse 18 to show you, and 19. "I will arise and go to my father, and will say to my father, I've sinned against heaven and before thee, and I'm no more worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants." There is no doubt this boy, biologically, is a son, but he has this feeling of unworthiness. If you are listening to us this morning, if you have surrendered your heart to Jesus, if you have prayed the prayer of faith, either with us or in the past with in any spiritual fellowship or church program, you are a son of God. But how come you are still feeling unworthy? We're going to show you today that even though humanity lost the image of God, we also lost the likeness of God. There is a difference between God's image and God's likeness. That word, God's likeness, is also translated God's holiness, God's righteousness. It is not religion. It is not rituals. It is not morality. It is called righteousness. And the only way back to God's likeness is to first get back his image, which makes you a son, and then you will get back his likeness, which is God's righteousness. For your information, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14 says, "Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord." So let's look at these sons again. He was back in his senses, but was starving. He had this realization that now I'm a son, but I'm still feeling unworthy. What do I need to do? He needs to get restored back, not just in the image of God, but in the likeness of God, putting on the righteousness of God, lost but found.
Lost but found. Wow, finally, this is the last week and we will be wrapping up this week on Friday, Easter Friday, with our prayer and prophetic program titled Unchained by the Blood. We would love each and every one of you to be part of this wonderful and life-changing encounter and program. It is this Friday, April 3rd, Easter Friday, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., lunch will be provided. We want to spend 7 hours with God, praying, receiving prophetic impartation. Part of our minister for the day will be Pastor Charles, who is here in the studio, myself, Adasa Ben-David, John Reason, Amen Rovinga. All these and many other ministers of God will be there to be a blessing to your life. If you need healing, you need deliverance, you need the touch of God, you need a word from God, make it a date with us and the Lord will do you good. Back to today's episode and let's look at an illustration, two illustrations for today's episode. Your heart must be fitted with a supernatural dustbin where each day, every new selfishness or lust or carnality and all uncleanliness is wasted or is disposed of. This is illustration is by Pastor Charles Oladende. Another one is, for a long time, I used to think this is a silly straw-splitting distinction. How could you hate what a man did and not hate the man? But years later, it occurred to me that there was one man to whom I had been doing this all my life, namely myself. In fact, the very reason I hated the things was that I loved the man. Just because I loved myself, I was sorry to find that I was the sort of man who did those things. Consequently, Christianity does not want us to reduce by one atom the hatred we feel for cruelty and treachery, but it does want us to hate them in the same way in which we hate things in ourselves, being sorry that the man should have done such things and hoping, if it is in any way possible, that somehow, sometime, somewhere, he can be cured and made human again. C.S. Lewis from Mere Christianity.
Worthy is your name.
Welcome back, lost but found. Verse 18 says once again, I will arise and go to my father. I will say unto him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before thee, and I'm no more worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants. God will not make you one of his hired servants. He wants you to feel back that sense of worthiness. And that's why you must not just get back his image, you must get back his likeness. What happened to the son? Though he was a son, but feels unworthy. Outwardly free, but inwardly unclean. Saved, but not satisfied. Saved from sin, but not sanctified. Free, but not completely free. The shoot of sin, like a plant, was cut off, but the root of sin was still embedded in his heart. For the scripture says, out of the heart of men proceeded evil thought, adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, and all kinds of evil. So when we confess our sin and our outward sins are forgiven, we need to ask God to purge our inward sin as well. That is what is going to bring back the likeness of God. So what did the father do? The father gave him new robe, which indicates his ever willing and readiness to forgive. Ever caring and ever loving father. And this robe represents the righteousness of God. What else did the father give him? He gave him a ring representing he got back his delegated authority. What else did the father give him? The father gave him sandals, which represent protection and preservation from sin. When you get the purging of the blood in your heart, you are preserved from sin. What else did the father give him? He gave him a party, the celebration, which is a symbol of him pleasing the father. By realizing that he went astray, returning to God, and then turning to God in repentance. Lost but found. My dear friends, I want to just pray for you today. If you have been found and you have lost the sense of being a son, you feel unworthy, put your hand to your chest and ask Jesus to purge you, to purge your heart once again from sin. And I'm going to pray with you again. Lord Jesus, I ask that your supernatural grace will be activated once again. I ask that your fire and your newness of grace, the sanctification experience, be made available to everyone who, though is a son or daughter of God, listening to me this morning, but have that sense of unworthiness. Ask that the voice of the tempter, the voice of the devil will be stopped. Ask that assurance be given to them that you are a son of God. Thank you, faithful Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen. If you have prayed this prayer from your heart, I can assure you that you are now born again. Welcome to the family of God. Join us this morning at Fresh Anointing International Church, 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, City Center in Christchurch by 10 a.m. for a life transforming service and prayers if you need one. You can write us at Fresh Anointing Church NZ @gmail.com. Please tell us about your testimony. And you can also ask us a question about today's subject or previous episode. Please like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Anointing International Church, NZ, and also on Instagram. This program was brought to you by the gospel theme of the Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. God bless you.
Let your living water flow.